it's the festive season, and whether you like it or not, you've probably already been hearing the same Christmas songs over and over and over and over again. From carols to children's favourites to Christmas pop classics, there's no escape. The shops, the nightclubs, the pubs, the offices, all getting into the spirit. You'll either love it or hate it. Are you a lover of Christmas? Are you a Grinch? And if you're one of the lovers, which songs are played the most? Which ones do you enjoy? If you walk into the shop and you hear a little tune, a Christmas tune being played, what's the tune that cheers you up most? The ones that are played the most often, we have news of that particular survey. The licensing company PPL has compiled a list telling us the most played Christmas tracks on UK television and radio.
I don't want a lot for Christmas.
There you go, a quick flavour of some of those Christmas songs that made the list of the most played Christmas tracks on UK television and radio. What are your favourites this morning? 0 30 30 80 55 55. Commentator Andrea McVeigh with me this morning. Andrea, good morning to you. Were you singing along there, Andrea?
I was. How could somebody not like some of those tracks? I mean, it has to be said, I'm a traditionalist when it comes to Christmas. And by traditionalist, I mean carols. I mean the 1970s. The 1970s was the best decade for Christmas, in my opinion, because that's when I was a kid. Best presents, best music, best everything.
So have you seen this list yet?
Well, I have, yes. And I mean, some of the things, like, you know, obviously I have my favourite. Slade, Merry Christmas, Everybody, is one of my favourites.
It gets in at number 7.
Not only one of my favourite Christmas songs, one of my favourite songs of all time, Mariah Carey, All I Want for Christmas Is You.
At number 3?
I have seen, you know, grown men just completely lose it when that comes on. Middle-aged office workers starting to dance. I mean, that, you know, everybody has to dance.
Why was the Slade song your particular favourite? I mean, is it because of memories that it brings back, or because of the song, or any particular reason?
Well, memories, but also it's just a real stomper. I mean, it's one of those ones. I don't like sort of, you know, wishy-washy Christmassy ballads. It's an absolute stomper. It's one of those ones that people could get into a circle and sort of do a bit of a hokey-cokey to it. It's just one of those ones. Everybody can dance, so you don't have to be able to dance in order to dance to Slade. That's my opinion.
Now,
did
you find the song at the top of this list maybe a slightly controversial choice, given that it was a Band-Aid song, but it was the 2014 version?
Absolute disaster. I don't know if this means anything to you, but it was when they introduced Scrappy-Doo and the Scooby-Doo. It was just an absolute... It's when everything went downhill. The 2014 version is not the original. Dreadful, absolutely full of singers that nobody can even remember anymore, whereas the original is still a classic. Not one of my favourite Christmas songs, that has to be said, but it is an absolute classic.
And it's way down at number 14, Andrea.
And, you know, when you consider everybody, I remember people, you know, I remember the record store, it just sold that much, just so that there would be so many sales of it. But, and you know, classic artists still in it today, Sting and Spandau Ballet and all those people of their time. So, yeah.
I mean, it goes into a dusty drawer at some point, and then it's...